Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
We got a little chaos in the studio, which is fine. Because it's the Rock for Change and it's a Friday, and you'll hear the guys from POD doing an abbreviated sound check and getting ready to play live on the show for the Rock for Change. And I think we're gonna see if we can get them to. We'll do like Total Request Live and see what because it's our fundraiser thing. All right. So, but we gotta get their microphones going and get everybody tuned up and ready to go here.
We're doing professional radio.
Yes, that's right. I mean, it's less chaos than the Maddie and Nick show, so don't worry about that. This is Ryan on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. Welcome to your show.
Thanks
hey,
for Ryan. Welcoming us to our show. What's happening?
Not much. I want to throw a rando ding out there for Navy playing tomorrow in the Army-Navy game.
Ah, you got excellent. It. Rando you got ding it. For Navy. Who is
noon start.
Who is favored?
Army is a heavy favor in this one, but my family's going to be meeting up in Philly with a legendary patriot and former Naval Academy alum, Max Lane, at a little place called Howl at the Moon. I don't know if you've heard that.
Wait a minute. Max is running up a tab at my place in Philadelphia?
Oh, I think so.
Great. Well, you know, I want to congratulate Max's son, who had an amazing high school football season up in Georgetown as a senior. And I ran into Max when the Bentley team was playing St. Anselm's, and he and his son were up there. So enjoy it, and tell Maxie that we said hello, all right?
Absolutely.
All right. we are at about 47,000. At least last night, we were at $47,199 that you had donated to the Rock for Change. However, I'm getting an updated total right now on the City of Boston Credit Union tote board. And with $1,000 from the squirrel who plays for the New England Patriots that we got this morning, and with a donation from Natasha Verma, the news smoke, who was in here earlier and already sent me a private text message apologizing for her comment that I had a face for radio. And
would
saying
you ask
that,
her to send that so and, you could mention and, it on the air, and, guy?
And saying that she hoped that I was not upset and that I understood she was just trying to make the listeners laugh. And I said, Natasha.
Of course.
Bay, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
So you want me to tell the front desk to let her back in the building when she comes by?
Not without advance notice.
With those donations and your donations, we are getting close to $50,000. So we are at $49,070 donated for the three food banks, the Greater Boston Food Bank, the Worcester County Food Bank, and the New Hampshire Food Bank. And I'm receiving a text message right now, 508 text, from an Army vet, thank you for your service, who wants to know how much to hear in the Navy by the village people or by POD. He wants to send it out to the Navy, to those that are going to the Army-Navy game. So maybe we'll do that for $100 or something like that. Absolutely. So you can call 617-779-3455, 617-779-3455. 3455. Make your request. We need music for the whole entire day. So we'll play any song you want. Yesterday we heard some amazing music.
Nice to hear MC5.
Oh, yeah.
On the radio station. That was fun.
Yes.
That
yes.
was good.
Yes.
Yeah. And what else did what I about, hear say that disturbed me deeply?
Right before the afternoon show came on, we had a great Tribe Called Quest song.
Oh, yes. That was nice also.
Which sounded great. And Danielle's going to play her horse song at some point today, right?
Look at my horse. My horse is amazing.
Yeah. And we'll see what else we get. So, all right. This texter is not impressed because Art Garfunkel didn't match the $500 that was given yesterday during his segment. But I don't think that was an expectation. I don't know.
He was just still having a conversation with hand motions even after he hung up.
Existential guy.
Put it in perspective. How old is Art?
Oh, he's in his 70s.
Right. So do you think 70s. That he was sitting in his beach chair in Malibu on the ocean having a coffee doing the interview?
Right, right.
He lives in a tough neighborhood, LB. He lives next to Michael Bloomberg. Okay. So obviously.
Yes. Oh, he lives in New York?
Art? Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he lives in New York.
I thought
he's 77.
Why would he live in New York?
He's 77 years old.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, does that total include the $2,500 from Larry the lawyer? No, probably not, right? Okay, all right, we got to get a hold of just like a lawyer. The guy disappeared before we get his credit.
He'll bill you, but he won't give you his payment information.
Yeah. 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 All right, are we able to turn the mics on for POD?
Yes.
All right, well, let's welcome him to the studio. Yeah. This is a new studio.
Up, fellas?
Guys.
20 years, baby.
Guys, you guys been together since 92?
Wow.
1992. And you have probably done in those years 5 events for the radio station.
Oh, yeah. Like, you guys have been very kind to us.
Well, you've been great to us. And what has not been kind, I'm assuming, is the New England weather. It's not quite San Diego here.
Yeah. Well, today it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
We brought the sun with us.
Nice. Yeah, you brought the sun with you guys. So the question is, are you guys open for a little instant request kind of thing to benefit the food bank?
Like a karaoke machine?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that's should we, basically should, what it is.
Should we try it?
Oh, my
you
God.
Can pick. Have you guys ever done that?
Our own songs, though, right?
Well, I don't know. I kind of wanted I kind of wanted to get you to play a Springsteen song. I wanted to get you. Have you ever covered a Springsteen song?
No.
No?
No.
What's the favorite cover that you guys have ever done?
We did James Brown.
You did?
Wow. Yeah, just recently did James Brown, yeah.
Which song?
It's Man's World.
Man's World.
Ooh.
You want to try that?
That's outstanding.
Ooh. You know we're on acoustic instruments, right?
I know. All right, well,
we're having a hard enough time doing our own songs acoustically, you know what I mean?
Well, all right.
To be done acoustically, and we're like, okay, I guess we'll make it
happen. Well, what do you guys want to play?
Well, I mean, we want to play Youth of the Nation.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So all those listeners that are like, who's this band?
Yeah.
You know why? Come on, man.
Because we always say, too, that Boston, the city, is like one of the first cities that broke our band as far as like radio, WAF, you know what I mean? And, you know, other stations that are not around anymore.
I remember it like it was yesterday. Yeah, you guys I'm an old freaking man. But yes, I think we were one of the first radio stations to play that song.
When we got here, it was thick competition. You guys were feuding and hating each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was BCN.
Like, what's going on in Boston, man?
Yeah.
Big boxing match.
Yeah, and one quick question. Which radio station is still standing and which one is gone?
The champions.
So you want to play Youth?
Sure.
All right. Now, you guys are doing a show in Portland. Are you on your way to Portland?
Yeah, yes. We played New York last night.
New York? How was New York?
New York was great. It's always great.
And where's the show in Portland?
Maine.
No, I know. where's the venue?
Oh, he's looking. One of our tour guys is looking it up on his laminate right now.
Isn't that the greatest thing about being a rock star? You don't know where you're going. You just get on the bus and they tell you go play and you
touring
pick up
in the winter's like that for us.
Is that how it is?
Where am I?
Yeah, that's like when I'm at your concert. Agora. I'm just stumbling and bumbling.
What's it called?
Something with an A.
Agora. No,
that's
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Cleveland!
We're supposed to be in Cleveland.
It's called Aura, A-U-R-A.
And then how are you guys so good in sports here?
Well, we kill it. I mean, we're the greatest sports city in the world.
Except for basketball.
Although Philip Rivers is having an amazing year. Listen, the Chargers
He's a good friend of ours. We like to call him P. Rivs.
Is he still a virgin?
He's working on his 100th kid.
You
start going backwards after 20.
No birth control. That's their thing.
Catholic.
Yeah, I got a question. Catholic.
Was it the Barefoot Cafe?
Barefoot
Sunday?
Bar and Grill?
Yeah. Is that still open?
That the place is still there, but it's not called that anymore.
Oh, yeah. That place is sick.
LB can name a bar in any city. So.
That's actually a nice resort.
I played for the Gulls. Yeah. So I played hockey in San Diego for 2 years. Yeah.
All right.
That's 6 minutes for those keeping track.
Okay. Yep.
All right. So you guys want to play? Let's do it.
Sure.
All right. So it's the Rock for Change. Oh, people are getting chills in the morning. You guys are giving them chills in the morning.
Sure, it's not the weather.
It might be the weather.
Because I got chills.
I'm not a musician, so is it hard to take something like that and do it acoustic, or does it just come second nature to you guys?
I mean, that song is, it's not heavy anyway, but when you try to take some of the heavier stuff, it's just not, it just won't happen.
You can't do it, you butcher it all up.
You would probably have to rearrange and switch it up.
A couple years ago, we did a record where we transformed a lot of our songs into acoustic songs. It's called the SoCal Sessions. So if you like that, you can actually download that or stream it.
We did
SoCal Sessions.
Yeah.
What's up, brother?
Quick question. Is it awesome for you guys that you've transcended a new generation? I'm sure you've got a bunch of young kids that have just fallen in love with your music because you've put your time in for so long.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know what's cool too? What we love is we'll do some of these big rock shows, and then you have, you know, some of the younger, newer bands that are coming up, and they'll be on the side of the stage, and then they're just like, you know, they know the history, and they're tripping out.
Whoa.
And they'll hit us up, and they're like, man, I grew up on you guys, and, dude, those songs are still anthemic, and we're just like, man, I guess they are. Right on.
We'll see a lot of fans that grew up with us, but then now they're bringing their kids to the show.
Yeah.
Just like us.
That's like, good stuff.
Yeah, speaking of that, I saw you guys at the Palladium in Worcester over the summer, and it was funny because the first time I saw you was, I think it was the 2000 Ozfest. Was that when you guys were on?
Yeah.
And then I see you guys coming out of the bus in Worcester, and you got, like, kids with you and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Those kids are going to have the best what I did on my summer vacation. You know? So, I mean, that must be good, because you guys tour a lot, and you spend a lot of time away, but having your family with you, that must help you on the road.
We've always been kind of a touring family. Yeah, try to make that time up for sure.
Any musicians coming from the next generation?
My two boys play, but they just play for fun. They play guitar and drums, and
they
just
probably spend more time on Fortnite.
They you know what they do, man.
They love Dork Knight.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just kidding.
They do a lot of surfing. They do some surfing.
Speaking of requests, here's a set. I'm just going to read these. You guys can deny or affirm. 774 texter says, "I want Southtown."
Oh, see, that one was tough. We did that one years ago.
We've done it acoustically.
And that was tough.
Oh, you did that in our old studios.
Yeah,
in Huntington Ave.
The stations want to hear a Southtown acoustic. We're like, it's not acoustic. How do we do that?
That was amazing.
I don't know. You want to make it happen?
Let's make it happen. Why not? POD.
What?
POD is here.
What branch of the military is this texter from?
Well, I don't think they're... It doesn't say.
Where'd you get that info,
homie? I need more information. I mean, I don't know. Give it... You up for it?
Yeah, we're doing it.
Sonny, you want to give it a... Give it a try?
We got this, dude. We got it.
Gotta be lazy, like,
we got it.
It's gonna just be lazy.
This one's cool.
Put your Sinatra on, dude.
How you do that
with Southtown?
That's right.
You got a South Boston, right?
How do you do?
Southie, homie.
Wow, yeah. This is for Southie.
Put this whole town in my rev.
I'll leave this whole town in
the car, man. The car. Put this whole freaking town in my rev.
We weren't planning on this, but we're gonna do it.
Awesome.
It's the Rock for Change. So on your way, you did New York last night. Yeah. Then you go to Portland.
Yes.
And how long does this tour go for?
One more week after tomorrow.
Yeah. Only one more 16th. Week?
We get home on the 16th.
Get home, get your shopping done for the holidays. Yeah. And
4 days.
And then when will you go back out? I mean, you guys pretty much on the road all year, or do you?
We're busy, you know, especially with the new record. We have Europe is looking like 7 to 8 weeks, which is crazy for us. That's probably the longest ever, but things just keep getting added. And then we have a great tour to announce coming April, May. And then in the summertime, you just back out with summertime gigs. Right.
We had Art Garfunkel on the show yesterday. We went from
Mr. Garfunkel.
Mr. Garfunkel. We went from Mr. Garfunkel to POD.
Love it.
No one does it better.
So I'm gonna
you play him at Christmas.
I'm gonna demand that you play Cecilia right now. Ready, go.
Oh God.
I was asking
millennial for a second. I don't know that.
You don't know that. So I was asking him about bands that opened up for Simon and Garfunkel and then went on to be bigger. And he talked about the Doors opening up for Simon and Garfunkel. Yeah, are there any bands that opened up for you guys?
Oh, tons.
Lincoln Park. They did 15 minutes.
They had a 15 minute slot on it.
Wow. What we knew with Warner Brothers and all their push, we were just like,
We already had 10 bands on the tour.
Yeah.
We're like, you guys got to add Linkin Park. And we're like, dude, there's no room. They're like, just give them 15 minutes.
And then, boom.
And, like, wow. And after that, we're like, you know, because Warner Brothers, we're like, these guys are going to blow up.
And they did, yeah.
Well, we did it. I remember David Draymond, he giving us a demo in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From Disturbed. I mean,
he did? Yeah, well, because you've been doing it for so long. Yeah, what do you think of their cover of Sounds of Silence? Have you heard that? The Disturbed cover of that?
So how's Mr. Garfunkel?
You know, I didn't ask him because I don't know that he had heard it or not. Mr. Garfunkel is a great guy.
You like the checks, I bet.
I love Simon Resurgence.
He likes the checks, you're saying?
Yeah, I love Simon Garfunkel.
Anybody ever covered one of your songs that you guys liked?
They're all in South America.
In South America?
We see bands in South America doing like a live, and they're like stadium crowds.
Yeah.
We don't even get that many people at our show. Stadium crowds, and they're like singing alive.
Yeah,
there's a punk rock band called The Ghost Inside that actually covered that South Town.
And you liked it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. No, Art Garfunkel, really, really interesting guy. Very interesting guy. And
I think
you should play Mrs. Robinson before you go.
What's the one with Chevy Chase? Paul Simon with the Chevy Chase?
Don't do that, man. That's Paul Simon solo.
That's Paul Simon solo.
You don't want to upset Mr. Garfunkel.
Don't say that to Mr. Garfunkel.
That's going
to
be a street fight.
Why don't you play You Can Call Me Al?
You be my bodyguard. Baby, you can call me. You can call me.
He wasn't in that video.
Me. Call me
Al. All right.
You can call me Al.
So it's up to you guys. I got to take a break. You can hang around and do one more song, or
we got to promote our new album, man.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. So why don't we do that? We'll do something new. So hang for 5 minutes. We'll get some breakfast, and we'll do it. We'll whatever you guys want.
Thank you guys.
Whatever you want. We'll send out for it.
It's in the budget.
POD is here. It's the Rock for Change, and we'll get them to play again live in just a moment or two. It is day number 3 of the Rock for Change. Pretty soon, every single song that you hear on the radio will be one that somebody has paid us to play. You could call 617-779-3455 to make a request, and we'll haggle over the price of the song. However, right now, POD is back in. Well, they're in our new studio for the first time, but they have been longtime friends of the radio station, and I want to ask about the new album. However, before that, I want to ask what I am guessing is the number one question that you guys are asked. What's the number one question that you guys are asked?
What does POD mean?
Yeah. Well, okay. I want to ask the number two question.
Are we a Christian band?
I want to ask the number three. I want to ask the number three question. Yes. Tell us about a 21-year-old Katy Perry.
Oh, geez.
yeah, that's right.
I think she was about 21.
Yeah,
was
she was
21? No,
she was young.
She was like 18.
Yeah, she might maybe even younger.
She might
maybe
even younger.
18. Yeah. Before she kissed a girl. We know that.
It was way before she kissed a girl.
Wait a minute. I heard something about incriminating. Do we
have some incriminating?
No, footage. No.
You got incriminating.
No. She's just a tomboy. I mean, before she was this diva, she was like just a tomboy. Yeah. She'd come in and she's like a dude. She's picking her nose, and we're just, you know, filming it. But we recorded a record with Glenn Ballard, and we did a song. We said it'd be really cool to have some nice female vocals, and he's like, I got the girl. And she was like his protege, and he did Alanis Morissette, and she would just come and hang out the studio, and then
for months
we had such a good vibe. We would just, and we'd have dinner every night with, you know, with Glenn, and she would just hang around the studio. And then she did like the Jay Leno show with us, did a couple shows, and then she went on and they did what they did. She became
that's awesome.
And she became Katy Perry.
Yeah, Katy Perry.
She became Katy Perry. So tell us a little bit about the new album.
I mean, 26 years of music, you know, not trying to please any one person. It's just us, 2018. We love it. It's not our heaviest record, but it's catchy, you know. It's definitely not metal. Sometimes we get pushed in that metal category, but it's...
What do you guys consider yourselves to be?
Rock, fusion.
We've been called, we've been called so many, from rap core.
We've heard so many different styles, from punk, reggae, rap.
We just love music in general.
We got to work with some cool, like, new producers, young producers, which changed up, you know, changed up the sound. It was fun to work with these guys. They're called the Heavy. Young guys, you know what I mean? Cool.
How old?
I love them.
20s.
Yeah. Mid-20s. Isn't it depressing? I'm 52. Yeah. All these young people running around. It's so
so depressing.
It's young kids. You know
producers
what I mean?
Are hanging out with my boys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hanging out with your kids.
Don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me what to do.
I have a question. Who drives? Do you guys share lyrics and music? Do you guys all write together? Is there a writer? Is there a lyric guy?
It usually starts with guitar, just because it's guitar-driven music, and then everybody just starts jamming, and then a lot of times we'll throw ideas in the air, and then when do you
decide, like, when somebody comes up with something, you're like, you know what, let's go hard on this, you know, let's go punk on this, or let's, you know,
just jamming, messing around.
Yeah, it just depends on how the jam session starts.
Yeah. Yeah.
As we've gotten older, it's not about how hard it is anymore. Yeah. That sounded weird. Sorry.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Always
matters. That's why they make Viagra, kid. Don't even worry about it.
Hey, man. You ever been stabbed by a 2-inch knife? It still hurts.
I'm proud of you, bro.
He does the stabbing.
Proud of you.
LB does the stabbing with the 2-inch knife.
Marcus does the stabbing with the 2-inch knife.
All right. Listen, I know you got to get on the road to Portland. You got to get on the road for the show in Portland tonight. By the way, great food. You probably played in Portland before.
Oh, yeah.
Great food city.
Yes. Yeah.
You got to go to Eventide and try the lobster roll.
All right. Right?
Wow. Eventide, try the lobster roll.
You get a discount?
We'll tell them. They're listening right now, I'm sure.
All right.
All right. So you want to do something from the new album before you go, though?
Sure.
All right. What are you guys going to do?
Listening for the silence. And
done this,
which is a great new single you guys are going to add in Power Rotation. It's going to be awesome.
Do you have Power Rotation?
Yeah.
It's like pop.
Twice
an hour.
All you got to do is agree to play an event for my charitable foundation.
Payola, boys.
Payola.
Okay. We just shot a video for it in San Diego. And, you know, the video kind of touches on PTSD. I know we got a lot of listeners that are from the military.
Yeah. Sure.
So it's actually connecting with a lot of people.
It is.
In that way. And if you haven't seen the video, go on YouTube, because MTV doesn't play videos anymore.
Right.
Especially rock ones. So check it out.
All right. POD in the studio live.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
That was great, guys.
Laser show, man.
Awesome.
Thanks for having us, guys.
And I'm being threatened on the text line if we don't add that to the rotation.
Oh,
so you guys are all set. Well, listen, it's great to see you all again. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys. Thank you.
And
you guys donate. You guys are doing an awesome thing, man. Yeah. Thanks for letting us
donate. Donate the money, man.
You know what? It's everybody donate. Like, we're up to $50,000. We have the most generous radio audience in the history of radio. So
and
the food bank, all the food banks do great work. Last year they gave out 51 million meals here in Massachusetts alone. So
the rest of the world could follow suit.
You know? Yeah. So, all right.
Where's Tom Brady at? Let's get it to 50.
Yeah,
he's at my house banging my wife. No, which is cool. He leaves a jersey. He leaves an autographed jersey.
Hey, you know what's
jersey?
Another thing? We played the football stadium before the Patriots even played it.
What? We were at Gillette?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, us and like Outkast.
Linkin Park.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
This football season started. I remember they're like, because we were in the locker rooms like, this is awesome, man. They're like, dude, the Patriots haven't even been in here yet. We're like, what? Yeah.
And then, you
so
know.
So I threw Charger stuff all over the locker room.
Like, oh, nice.
All we did was go on to win a few more Super Bowls. Yeah. That's all we do over here.
You guys did pretty good since then.
That's all we do over here.
You guys do.
That's what happens when you draft a Cali boy as your quarterback.
There you go.
All right. I had to say that.
All right, guys. Well,
thank you.
Good luck tonight in Portland, we'll see you again.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Woo!
There's the guys from POD.
Thanks, guys.
Rock for Change. It is 9:49, and we need music because I'm on the air up till 7. Every song that we play is one that you guys have donated for us to play, and you could call 617-779-3455 and make those phones ring for the Rock for Change. And this hour here on the Rock for Change is brought to you by Garage Doors Plus. And I think before we go, we're going to talk to those guys because they're gonna make a donation here.
Nice.
Weather today, it's going to be sunny, and the temperature is going to get into the mid-30s. It's going to be 36 for a high, and it is 33 right now here outside our new studios in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. And that is the so POD has the honor of being the first band ever to play during our show in
yep.
the
Very
in,
cool.
the, in yep. the new studio.
Yep.
And Art Garfunkel will be second. Or maybe it'll be next time. It'll be POD with Art Garfunkel.
Can you imagine? Like
yes,
we'll look that up.
There was a better view at the other place. Yeah. Yes, yes, but this place is cheaper. All right. What else do I need to mention? If you haven't found a way to donate yet, and you want to donate, you can text the letters WAAF. To 20222. That is a $10 donation to the food bank, and you will have purchased 30 meals with your $10 donation. So all you have to do is text the letters WAAF to 20222. All right, I know we want to get a rare content replay on Danielle's award-winning number one Christmas song parody from this morning. So I'm thinking that we'll do that, and then we'll wrap things up.
Okay.
For this portion, anyway. I'm not going anywhere. I'll be on during the midday show, and I'll be on with Maddie and Nick. Carrie has the day off today, so it'll be me in the middays and whoever else we can wrangle. But this is from our earlier competition this morning, the Christmas song parody showdown. Danielle was our winner. There it is. That was the winner.
What?
That was the winner.
What just happened?
Who knew she had the voice of an angel?
You do. Well, you really. Voice,
a fallen voice, angel.
Maybe. Beautiful.
Serious. Voice of an angel.
Thank you.
All right. Nice work, Danielle. That's from.
So we're not playing my song again before
that
we
That is from our.
I
the
lost
FCC
it.
The FCC called. That is, said no.
Yeah. That is from our earlier competition this morning. I want to, before we go, I want to welcome Chris from Garage Doors Plus to the studio. And not only are they big supporters of the Greg Hill Foundation, but also here to support the Rock for Change. And we thank you guys for all of that, Chris.
Thank you so much for having me, Greg.
I think you said that when you were younger, LB signed, autographed an 8x10 for you and gave it to you.
A jersey. And an 8x10. And an 8x10.
Wow. Seriously.
Used to give the jerseys out.
I went big.
Yeah, very exciting moment.
Well, you're here with a check.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I have a $500 check to
awesome.
The Greater Boston
Thank
Food Bank.
So awesome. Much. Awesome. Okay. Yeah. What do you want to hear?
Nice.
What
song?
One of my hand-picked songs from my wedding.
Really?
Yes,
oh.
yes.
Oh, okay.
I personally hand-picked.
Yeah.
Okay. My wife.
Yeah,
my
you?
Wife.
Yeah, you picked.
Yes, I did. David Gray, Sail Away.
Oh, all right. People are going to start crying when they hear it.
That's okay. Yeah. That's okay.
What was your was that your wedding song that you danced to or did
you know, it was one of the four and that's the one I could remember.
Oh. So.
Well, you have a leg up on LB. He sang the Budweiser theme song at his third wedding.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
We're still right. married.
Well, we'll absolutely do that for $500. That's great.
Great. I mean, thank
today.
You so much.
That's a lot of meals.
Yeah, sure. That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
And thanks for supporting the show. You guys did a
My
great
pleasure.
Job on the garage doors over on the shack and Stowe. And
my
pleasure.
Great job matching it to the specific frame of the door.
Yeah, the front door. Yes, yes. Very hard to do, but can be done.
But you did it.
Yes.
And Mrs. Hill was happy, and that's, you know, happy wife.
Happy life.
That's what they say.
Yes.
All right. All right, Garage Doors, check them out, gdplus.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay, all
correct.
Right. And 10% off if you mention
10%
AAF?
Off, you mention
okay.
AAF.
All right. Yeah. Great work, everybody, so
yes.
far this week.
Thank you.
We will,
Me too.
You too, LB.
You too, buddy.
Extraordinary.
Wow. You got it done. We didn't even have to hound you.
Extraordinary. We will be back with the Hillman Morning Show on Monday. However, I'm sticking around till 7, raising as much as we can on day number 3. Of the WAAF Rock for Change. So every song you hear next, one that was not only a request, but somebody paid us to play.